This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Good morning. Welcome to our Friday, June 17th edition of the Hillsboro Chamber Chat. And joining us in studio is Leslie Pollard from
the
Hillsboro.
Terry.
Good morning, Leslie. How you doing, kiddo?
I'm pretty good.
Isn't this a terrific morning?
It is. It's nice. It's a little humid, but, you know, I'll take it.
Well, after the crazy cool, damp spring we've had, I kind of like the warmth.
Yeah, it's crazy rainy damp to, yes. 100 degrees. I didn't think it was going to let up, but it did. So it's been a pretty nice week, I think.
That's right. Well, let's talk about what's happening with the Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce. A lot of things going on, a busy time of year.
Yep, it is. It's a super busy time of the year for the Chamber. We have our monthly meeting today. I just want to, remind the members know that the meeting is today, like I said, at the Chalcom House at noon. Richard Small, Commissioner Small, is going to be talking about TIF districts and business districts at the city. So any business owners or anybody who's just interested, they are the monthly meetings, but you don't have to be a member per se. If you're interested in joining the chamber, it's a good good way to come and check out our meetings and see what they're all about.
And this is interesting to talk about the TIF districts and the various taxing entities and how all this works, because there are a lot of times a lot of questions people don't completely understand.
Yeah, it is a confusing process, and I think, Richard just kind of wants to explain them a little bit and get some feedback from the chamber members and ideas that they may have. So it'd be a good meeting today.
Absolutely.
For any business owner.
Absolutely.
Yep. And this weekend, we've got a big weekend coming up. We have the annual Golden Grill Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I think we've got, a little short on the vendors this year. I don't know if it's just a busy time of year for people. We've got seven, so we'll take them.
Hey, absolutely.
Yeah. It's 11 to 1 downtown on the plaza.
Okay.
This year we've
and
got...
What a great spot to hold, right?
Yeah, it is. It's nice. And I think, if the weather will hold up, I think there's a chance for rain. But
there's always a chance of rain.
I know, especially here, right? I just want to say that, if it's raining, please, you can still come.
Sure.
As long as it's not storming or pouring down rain, we are going to have it. I said it's on the plaza, but I think, if I remember correctly, the vendors are going to be set up around the old courthouse this year. So that's something different. The hospital junior board, they have a new little junior board out there. They're going to be providing kids activities. So that's something new this year, like face painting. And I think they've got like iPods for prizes and stuff.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so big stuff. So bring your kids and
nothing like bribing the little ones. Yes.
No, yeah. And I'm going to be a vendor this year.
Well,
so
are
I
you?
Encourage everybody to come to my booth and, drop your ticket in my bucket and, taste my dish. So
there you go.
In corporation with the Golden Grill, the Hillsboro's having their citywide yard sales this weekend. Mm-hmm. We did them on the same day in hopes that people, the yard sellers are, Yeah, I've had calls all week. Where are my maps?
Yes.
Where can I get the maps?
Yes.
So hopefully after they go yard sailing, they will come to the Golden Grill. Yeah.
Sure.
But anybody interested in getting those maps, they are available right now on the chamber website, hillsborochamber.net.
And that's the easiest way to get it.
It is. I suggest going to the website. You pop it up and you print it out. But if you don't have access to the internet, they will be available Saturday morning at McDonald's, IGA, and the Journal.
Okay.
Okay.
So the three spots that people know very well.
Yep. Okay. Farmer's Market.
Yes.
Yes.
That's Farmer's one
Market.
Thing I wanted to specifically ask you about. Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market. It's in full swing.
Okay.
I mean, I think the weather has pushed the produce back a little bit this year, so we don't have as much produce as I think we've had in the past this time of year.
But that bodes well for later in the season, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It is great. Yeah. New location at the Chalcom House this year, and that's proved to be a great location for people because people, you pull up, there's parking. It's
shade.
Yes. It's nice.
Yes.
It's nice. People can kind of stand around and chit-chat a little bit more.
Well, the Chalcom House is just a good spot to do a
lot
of things.
Yeah, it is. We really like it. Yeah, I love it.
And
I think people don't realize that it is up for, people can rent it. And that's another reason I really liked having the Farmer's Market there, because it will expose the Chalcom House to people who may not, it's even there. Some people drive past it, 1,000 times a week and didn't even know it was there.
Well, sure.
So
that's just being human, I guess, But once they see some activity up there and they get encouraged to pull in and buy some stuff.
So we do have a couple full season vendors who'll be there no matter what, and we've had some artisans and crafters. So I would say that things are going to pick up in the next couple weeks.
Sure.
Yeah. So last night they had some zucchini, come up and some rhubarb and plants and all that kind of stuff. So next couple weeks it'll be moving and shaking.
Cool. Yep. Cool. What else is on down the line
here? Couple big events. Let's see here. June 23rd we'll be having our quarterly business after hours out at the Country Club. That's being sponsored by Holcomb Construction, Country Financial, Greg Holcomb, and Montgomery County Realty. That's a good good opportunity for members to come out and just kind of network in a social environment. We are also hosting a come meet our new city council that night.
So, great idea.
Can come out and just, you know, they've been in office about 30 days. They've made some positive changes already and kind of talk with them and meet them and see what kind of ideas they have or give them your ideas.
And even if you already know them.
Which most people do.
They just do. Go say hi to them. Yeah. And, you know, and maybe something's on your mind and you want an opportunity to speak your piece.
Yeah, it's a great laid-back environment and way to do that.
Sure.
Okay, and last, we have the second Sunday Summer Concert Series, which I like just like to shorten it and call it the Summer Concert Series.
There you go. That's probably a good way to do
it. Yeah, yeah. That kicked off last Sunday with B&B Strings, and we're going to have the next one. I believe it's – I can never remember this date. It's the second Sunday in July. I think it's the 10th, July 10th.
Yes.
That's going to be Sandy Lighthizer's band, yes. Scrap Iron and Gold, or Bluegrass. I'm hoping to have pork patty sales out there. And so it's family friendly, so bring your yard or lawn chairs and blankets or whatever. We are having, you know, like I said, that's the second Sunday of each month. July is Scrap Iron and Gold. In August, we're really excited to have Keeley's Roosens Band come down from Springfield.
Really?
Blues Band. So that's going to be the biggest one that we have. There's some big, exciting things I don't want to talk about yet because they're not solidified, but that's going to be a really big show. You know, we're closing down the streets, and it's going to be a really fun time. So,
when is it? What day is that?
That's August 14th. It's the Sunday right before Old Settlers.
Old Settlers Sunday.
So, I'd like to say it's kind of a
great
way to kick off Old Settlers this year. So, I'm really
because they always have the car show and little games.
Yep,
and stuff
that'll
like
be the same day as the car show.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's really big for us. In September, I believe it's the 11th. We're going to do what we called Montgomery County's Got Talent. They did that last year, and I think it went over very well. So if anybody out there, you know, wants to, you know, play that night or interested or know somebody or has a band or something, get in touch with me.
Isn't it amazing how much talent in various entities around the area have the talent shows and such?
Yeah.
But these things are so wildly popular now with the American Idol programs and the talent programs and so forth.
They are, and it's, you know, I don't – you know, working at the chamber, I knew a lot of, you know, business professionals in town. I don't know, you know, just a lot of people per se, but the people I do know, sometimes I didn't know they had those talents. And when they get up there, I say, well, I didn't know she sang like that, or I didn't know they had a band or whatever, and it just blows me away. So somebody out there, you know, call me up, and if you want an opportunity to show your talent.
All right.
So that's all I've got going on right now,
as if it's not enough, for goodness sake. So.
Yeah.
And
so,
if they can always visit the website.
Yep, hillsboroughchamber.net. We are on Facebook, Hillsborough COC, and we are on Twitter now. So,
on Twitter, you're tweeting.
We're tweeting at Topper's Chamber. So we're very hip at the Chamber.
There you go.
Very hip.
Well, you're a lot more hip than me. So, Leslie Pollard, thank you very much.
Terry.
Always good to talk to you. That's it for our Hillsborough Chamber Chat here on this Friday morning on AM 1540.